You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Jaguar fans? Happy Tuesday. This is your man, Tony Wiggins, with another edition of Locked On Jaguars. We bring you the show every single day here on Locked On Jaguars on the Locked On Jaguars Podcast Network. And today's show is sponsored by Peacock and Williamson, the Peacock and Williamson Podcast, where Brian Peacock and Matt Williamson come together every single day, Monday through Friday, to bring you the best from around the NFL. And you can find that on the Odyssey app and on the Locked On Podcast Network and wherever you get your podcast. So check it out, because Brian Peacock is an NFL analyst and Matt Williamson is a former NFL scout. And they bring you the lowdown from around the league every single day here on the Locked On Podcast Network. What I want to talk to you about today is sometimes you have to take a look back in hindsight, right? You have to look back in hindsight to make sure that you're not blinded by enthusiasm and blinded by the newness of a situation. And you don't necessarily want to look back at your success. You really want to look back at your failures and the things. I'm doing an honest assessment of the franchise because it's easy to be emotional. It's easy for us to sit here and go, well, these guys are doing everything right and they did everything wrong. The coach was bad and the training staff was bad. Excuse me. And the players were bad. And this player had an attitude and that player had an attitude. And this one quarterback, I remember this game, or Miles Jack wasn't down, and we can do that, but you still might be missing something. So what I'm going to do today is take a little bit of an introspective look at what's going on now. What happened before? Are there any similarities in what happened before? And we'll probably get into that in segment two. And then talk about how we move forward and what we look forward to in segment three to make sure that those same things don't happen. I'm going to start it by this in segment one. I really, really think that maybe a lot of people aren't missing this, but some people may be missing something here. And what it is we can look at Urban Meyer and honestly say that he's a better coach than anybody that was here before. Yeah, true. I mean, that's pretty easy. And we can look at Trevor Lawrence and go, man, he's better than Blake Bortles. I agree. But we have to look deeper at those things. So first of all, with the Urban Meyer situation, Urban Meyer wasn't available, I don't think, back when Shad Khan and the crew in 2013 or 14. I don't think Urban Meyer was thinking about the NFL, but there were Urban Meyer-like guys who were thinking about the NFL. There were. And the owner said that he did not want an egomaniac coach. And I don't necessarily know that if the word egomaniac is a true description of what Urban is, but there are some similarities between an egomaniac coach and a guy like Urban Meyer. Well, now he wants a coach-centric team. So we can change those names and we can change those adjectives, but to me it seems like he was kind of describing the same guy, but just using the most negative connotation of who that guy is before, and now using the positive connotation of who that guy is now. The other thing with Trevor Lawrence, the Jaguars tried to get a quarterback. They did. They had several top five picks, and they took the boat. They took Blake. So I go back and I ask you this. Of all the quote-unquote franchise quarterbacks chosen between 2013 and 2000, let's say in 16 or 17, none of them were Trevor Lawrence. We thought that Jameis Winston was, and who knows what Jameis is ever going to get back to, but whether it's Carson Wentz, whether it's the kid that got traded from the Rams to the Lions, whether it's Winston, Mariota, or any other quarterback that was chosen extremely high. None of them have what Trevor Lawrence has or what people expect Trevor Lawrence to have. Now, go back to this also. Even if one of those guys were as projected out to be as good as Trevor, and I think Jameis was. I'm not going to downplay that, but I don't even know. I don't think the Jaguars were anywhere near the number one pick when Jameis came out. But my point is whoever that was, let's just say it was Trevor. You're bringing Trevor into a situation where the leadership was the same leadership I just talked about that was not Urban Meyer. So I want you to walk along with me here. It doesn't mean that it would have been a colossal failure, but it also doesn't mean that the Jaguars would have got it right in terms of putting that quarterback in the right situation. And this is why I think, and I know everybody goes, well, Mahomes and Watson in 2017, and then I'm talking about mainly those first 4 years, 13, 14, 15, and 16, where when that administration took over with the non-egomaniac quarterback that was the owner wanted, they were desperate to get a quarterback. Which quarterback in those first 4 years has been a franchise guy? Dak Prescott, that's the only one, and he was the third or fourth round pick. So my point is sometimes from the get-go, you just mess up the whole thing. And I used this term before when I did radio. They burnt the onions. You burnt the onions before you ever even made a choice by taking what you called a non-egomaniac quarterback. Because no matter what player you get, you were bringing him into a situation where player development wasn't up to par. Case in point, what are they doing now? And this is the thing that I want you to pay attention to. What are they doing now that they didn't do then? Sports performance. You hear all these stories about these dudes lifting and getting better. Sports performance. And spending the money and spending that money on that staff. And taking that approach. Here we go. They take that approach from the very beginning. If they took a sports performance approach from the very beginning and took a foundational approach that only a quote-unquote egomaniac quarterback or egomaniac coach or a coach-centric coach, whatever you want to call him, would take, a lot of the players that they picked, they wouldn't have chosen. Not only of a lot of players they picked, they wouldn't have chosen, the ones that they did hit on, like Jalen Ramsey and Yannick Ngakoue, think about the characteristic that they have, not the ones that you don't like. They are physical, and they work extremely hard, no matter how you feel about their positions that they took publicly. They are the type of dudes that work hard and get after it, and that meshes perfectly with the guy that they have now as opposed to the one that they had before or the ones that they had before. So sometimes you burn the onions from the very beginning, and then you keep cooking on those burnt onions, and you expect that food to somehow miraculously turn out right, and it didn't. So you have to ask yourself, what's the difference between then and now? I'll tell you what the difference is between then and now, and I'll do it in segment two here on Locked On Jaguars. After I first tell you about rockauto.com, rockauto.com is where you need to go for all your car parts and accessories. Now, I'm not telling you this just to be saying it or just to be reading an ad. I'm telling you from personal experience that this company that has been on doing business online for 20 years, over two decades, is the place that you need to go. You know how I know? Because I've done it. And nothing is more important to me than the safety of my family when we're riding in a vehicle and saving some money so I could use it on other things. And at rockauto.com, you become a professional, even if you're a do-it-yourselfer. You go to rockauto.com, and there's a box that they're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? I'm going to tell you what to put in there, Locked On, because that means that they know that you were sent by us. And they take care of us, and they'll take care of you. All the car parts your vehicle will ever need or accessories, even if you're just doing it for show, you need to get them at rockauto.com. And don't worry about standing in a chain store. They're going to send them to your house. And when they arrive, you'll be very happy with the quality and the price. It's rockauto.com for all of your vehicle and accessory needs. I want you to get on BetOnline too, man. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info on all your sporting needs, including the NBA, UFC, and I said before, baseball. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Head to the website to use your mobile device and sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. The promo code is LOCKEDON, and BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game and teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. All the teams that are playing now in the NBA, man, there's a lot of surprises out there. So make sure you put your money and your mind together and use betonline.ag. All right, man, so we're rolling along here on a Tuesday. And what I'm doing this for is I'm not trying to reminisce or take you back to the days when things just weren't going well and not have you be enthusiastic about where things are today. What I'm doing is we're putting things in the proper approach, and we're just trying to sort of get rid of that lingering hangover that some folks have, that when they think that everything that they see looks just like something else, or they're not going to believe certain things until they see it, or this, that, and the third, or what's going to be different. And basically, it's something as simple as, and the reason why I use the burnt onions, it's something as simple as, where do you start? What do you lead with? And what is the first thing that you did that's the foundation of what you're doing that you can or cannot overcome? That one little thing. It's something I learned in the military. We were walking through the woods, and we had a guy with a compass following a guy who was pacing. And if you were 1 degree off, that's like a step. If you take, if you walk 10 feet, but you're 1 degree off, and you end up being approximately 2 or 3 feet from where you're supposed to be. But as you continue walking, if you're a mile away, that mile now becomes your way. You're probably a half a mile from where you're supposed to be. So that very beginning and that very start is very, very important. So I think, and I've always said this, I thought they screwed up from the very beginning by making it a technical center approach, and all of these guys were first time guys at everything, and there was no egomaniac, and all of this authority was just delegated without someone really standing up and saying, you know, this is how I'm doing it. And because leadership, you can delegate authority, but you have to have leadership in order to delegate it. It can't just be delegated from the very beginning, because nobody knows who's accountable for anything. And this Club Med sort of approach, and we're all going to be happy, and this is a happy organization, and we're going to do all of it just seemed like, when I look back, man, what they did was, they had the right intention. The intention was enthusiasm. And, you know, when you come into a situation and you go, okay, you're hearing all these rumors, there ain't no fan support, there ain't this, there ain't that. You forget that the way to get all of that stuff is hard nose, good foundation, and winning football games. It's not just about giving the fan an experience. Yeah, a fan wants an experience, but the biggest thing that a fan really wants is to win on the field. And you can put the icing on the cake and do all of that window dressing later. They want the product right. They wanted the product right. You know, you can drive somebody through a brand new neighborhood, but when you start building their house, they're going to come out there every single day or every single week. And there's a test man that comes out, and he inspects every little thing that you do while that house is being built. There's an inspector. It ain't got nothing to do with the whole neighborhood, because if this house isn't right, I don't care what neighborhood it's in, if it's got mold and it's crumbling apart. So what happens is you got to get it right from the beginning. I think they're on the right track now, because I think, for one, they hired an egocentric, or I guess I'm going to blend two of these terms together. They hired an egomaniac or a coach-centric guy to run the team. If this doesn't go right, this is going to fall flat on Urban Meyer's face, and he's going to be a poster child for why it didn't go right. It ain't going to be a combination of him and anybody else. It's going to be all on him, and I think that's what he wants, because great people, they want that type of pressure. They want that type of pressure because they feel like they can handle it. it's ultimately going to fall on him and his responsibility. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, when you do have a chance to get a franchise quarterback, and I feel bad that the Jaguars, those first 4 years, they had the – somebody gave them marching orders. You know, the football guys gave them marching orders. Said, hey, you got to get a quarterback for this franchise. It just turns out there were no franchise quarterbacks those first 4 years, but they chose one and they stuck with him too long. Okay. But even with that, that guy wasn't coming into the type of structure that he should have. Was that the fault of the people in charge? A little. But it also was mainly the fault of the owner, because I don't think the owner had it in his mind to give it to give those guys the type of stuff that they needed to win. Because from the very beginning, he said, I don't want an egocentric coach. So sometimes we point fingers and blame people and blame a guy who said something in the media we didn't like, but it was messed up from the beginning. Now, he says, I think I got it right. And that's quoting Shotcom, because I also believe that he's onto something. It just took him a little bit of time to get there. So, Trevor Lawrence, you're now bringing that quarterback into a situation that is conducive to winning and conducive to long-term success. Yeah. Because of the first thing I mentioned, when we talked about Shotcom finally getting it right, now I believe they fixed that and they got it right. Why do I say that? Because I think Urban Meyer is the type of dude that's going to put this kid in the right situation. Two, he's going to surround him with the type of things that he needs from an athletic profile. Three, the guys will buy into hard coaching and they will buy into working their butts off. And you notice everybody's talking about their physical gains in the offseason. That comes from being there. That comes from actually buying in. And that comes from actual hard work. Even if you're doing it with a smile on your face, you're being pushed. And these athletes love being pushed. They actually embrace trying to get better. And four, they better, because with all of that cap space and the number of people that this team has brought in to increase the competition, and that's one thing that I can give Urban Meyer credit for. Even if he didn't go out and get the big names, what he has done is brought guys in here that are hungry and guys that have something to prove, the Roy Robinson Harrises and the Jihad Wards of the world. You know, these guys are gonna push it. And these guys want to play. And these guys, they have something they want to show too. And all of these young DBs, you know, Travis Etienne is going to push. And James Robinson doesn't need pushing. And you can tell that by the attitude he has. And Urban Meyer loves him to death. But that's all right. This kid's going to push anyway, because it's iron sharpens iron. It's not, okay, you're the running back, and then we're going to go get a whole bunch of guys just to fill in the roster behind you. And what happens if you twist your ankle? Now we don't have a running back. See, too many times in the past, that's the attitude that I was talking about, where you have these wasted roster spots on cats that they used to lack so much confidence in their own ability, I think, to fill the roster, that they would go out and fill the roster. You would see after the final roster is announced, that week leading up to week one, the Jaguars will go out and get seven other guys from other people's teams every year almost at critical positions. It's like, it's just a backup running back. We can look at it that way, but should the team be looking at it that way? Should the team go out and get two running backs off of the waiver wire that, and this is in their sixth or seventh year, should they be going and getting two running backs off of the waiver wire at the end of training camp? No, they shouldn't have been doing that kind of stuff. Finding backup linebackers that weren't even playing or just been sitting around, and now those guys in week three are out there running around on the field starting. Shouldn't have been that way. Just having dudes on the roster just to have them on the roster. I think probably they had 14 or 15 dudes on the roster just because of their ability to play special teams. This, you know, you should have guys that can play every single down and then have them play special teams. So it's a different approach. It's a different approach. And that approach is so, so important. I'm going to tell you in our third and final segment how that approach and what you should take from that moving forward. See, what this does too is it gets rid of your hangover. And I'm going to tell you why it gets rid of your hangover, because now you know the source of what actually made you feel bad. You know what I mean? I'll explain that in what I'm talking about in segment three. I want to tell you about Built Bar because it's the best tasting protein bar ever. That's right. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavor? And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. My personal favorite is the salted caramel. Other than that, they have the coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, and double chocolate. So there's something for everyone. You know, I've told you what my favorite one is because of the contrast of the salt and the caramel. But, man, you can get all of those flavors at BuiltBar.com. Now, listen, if you're working out and you're trying to stay in shape, they're packed with protein, 17 or 18 grams of protein, only between 130 and 180 calories per, which is 4 or 5 grams of sugar or carbs, depending on which one you get. And you can order today and get whatever you want at BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you're going to get 15% off of your next order of Built Bars. That's right. Built Bars is the cold truth, man. And like I said, if you're working out, it is a healthy snack that tastes like a candy bar, so you won't feel like you're missing out on anything. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your next order. All right, rolling along here on a Tuesday. So let me give you the example. Let me give you an example of what I mean. When I was a kid, I got sick one day in school. And my mom or my grandma asked me, "What'd you eat today?" I said, told them I ate a donut in the morning when I went to I think I was in second or third grade. I ate a donut and I drank a carton of chocolate milk. And somebody said, "Don't drink chocolate milk anymore. Obviously, it doesn't agree with you. So we're going to keep you away from chocolate to see if that's it." I thought I was allergic to chocolate for 25 years. And I didn't eat chocolate. Every single time somebody had anything chocolate, I said, "Nah, I can't, man. I'm allergic to it." Turns out I wasn't. It was misdiagnosed. So I missed all of that good deliciousness all of those years. But the other thing is I never really knew what made me sick that day. It wasn't the chocolate. It was something else that I probably should have avoided. But I never knew what it was. So when you try to move forward with your football team, and I'm going to tie this in. You try to move forward with your football team, and you have this approach where I believe it when I see it. It's still the Jaguars. Like a lot of national people do, I find fans sometimes do the same thing, where they want to be optimistic so bad, man, but they just can't because it's like we've been down this road before, bro. And every little thing that they see, every little thing that they do, and this is going to go into the season because, trust me, they're not going to win every game. Nobody ever does. When you see something that looks similar to the past, the first thing for you to do is to go, "Nothing's changed." Well, first of all, you have to know what you're allergic to. And second of all, you have to know what you're not allergic to. What caused you to be sick? What caused your hangover? What was the thing that happened in the past? Even if you see something now that looks similar to what it did in the past, and trust me, at some point you will. What was it really that made me feel that way as a Jaguar fan? Like me making a mistake to thinking that it was chocolate, don't you for 1 minute think that it was just a bunch of bad players. Don't you for 1 minute think that it was just a terrible GM. Don't you for 1 minute think that it was just choosing the wrong coaches. Don't for 1 minute think that, well, the owner was brand new. And definitely don't think this, because I've been saying this from the beginning. It was never you as the fan, and it was never viability, and it was never tarps. It was never any of that stuff. Here's what happened. A group of human beings got together. A guy bought a football team, and he just made a mistake. He made a bad choice in how he started it. That's it. And all of those things that I mentioned, that it wasn't singularly, played a part in it. It was some bad players that helped this thing get derailed. It was a GM who made questionable decisions based on what his marching orders were, and probably also based on the fact that he wanted to be right about stuff that he wasn't right about. it was players that had attitude problems and came out in the media and said certain things. It was all of that stuff, everything that I mentioned, except you, the fan. The only thing that I could tell the fan to do differently, and this is what the show is about today, is to have a different expectation level and don't let your emotions get you caught up into it. Just have an expectation for what this is supposed to be. Now, so far, all of your expectations and what this is supposed to be have been covered by what is going on. And this is why I'm telling you that there's a reason for optimism to move forward. Because your thing is going to change. And what I mean about your thing changing is, first, we just want to be decent and run the right way. Second, we're going to want to be very, very competitive and win games we're not supposed to and never get blown out. Then we're going to want to win the division. And after we win the division, then it's going to be Super Bowl or bust. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen if this thing goes the way that I want it to go. There are a bunch of teams around the league that make the playoffs every single year. Ask the New Orleans fans that have gone and made runs in the playoffs the last 3 years, had some weird stuff go on. Ask them how they feel. You know how they feel right now? Because they haven't been able to get over that hump, they feel absolutely terrible. Yeah. They ain't thinking about the fact that, well, at least you're in the playoffs and at least you're not the Jaguars. They don't care. They've been through their struggles. From where they are right now, they're not being successful. That's it. And Jaguar fans absolutely just want to get to that point where they can go, are you serious? They're in the playoffs every single year. What are they crying about? Yeah, but your expectations are going to change too. And that's why I tell you, when your expectations change, go with it. Don't just say, well, at least we're relevant now. No, go with it. Press. Keep pressing. Don't stop. Because what they're doing now from the beginning is right. Those onions, man, those things are nice and fluffy and they're basically rendered down perfectly. Now they had a good kitchen to come to because they had a bunch of draft picks and they didn't have salary cap problems and they had carte blanche to do whatever they wanted to do in the training program. But guess what? That's a part of it. Right now, they had that before and they blew it. They had that in 2013 to 2014 and they blew it. Right now, they're not blowing it. So I'm going to get rid of the hangover about Shad Khan and his decision at the beginning. And I'm going to say everything is on course right now. All the veggies are chopped. The meat has marinated. All the vegetables, everything is set up. So now there's no excuse. I'm not going to judge this thing based on anything that happened before. It's right now. And right now, the onions are not burnt. They're on their way. They're doing it the right way. But now, just pay attention to the now and understand that there are going to be some things that happen here and again that are similar to what it was before. Make sure you check in on the Locked On Today show with Peter Bukowski here on the Locked On Podcast Network and on the Odyssey app and wherever else you get your podcast. Because early every morning for 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, Peter gives you all the stories from around the world of sports and has the local experts on to explain what's going on. So that's my man Peter Bukowski on the Locked On Today podcast. And you can subscribe to that podcast on the Odyssey app and wherever you get podcasts. All right, man, it's Tuesday, so I want you guys to take care. And we'll see you again here tomorrow on Locked On Jaguars. I'm Tony Wiggins.